Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ad Kama Mevarchim Al Chodesh. Until when can we say Birchas Levana? Says the Gemara, Atchet Tismali Pikim Asai. Until the moon we know at the beginning of the month does now look whole. Actually, the smell of Pigmasai until it comes the time where the moon looks whole again. Ask the Gemara the Kama, until when is that? Amr of Yaakov Be'idi, Amr of Yehuda, at Shiva, until 7 days in the month. Nadai Amri, Nadai's opinion is at Shisha Asar, till the 16th of the month, says the Gemara Tarayk, Rabbi Yechon, and Sriyalei. And both Rabbi Yehuda and Nadai hold like Rabbi Yochanan that the shear is as the amount of time is actually the smile of Pigamasai. The Machlaikis, says the Gemara, is only ha, says the Malahavi Kiyisra, as long as the moon looks like a semicircle, so that's only until 7 days of the month. And ha, the Manda Amid that says that it's considered atzis mala kimasai lemahavik kenefia. It's like a sieve which is completely round. So the question that is obvious when you learn this Gemara is that the Gemara is asking until when can we do Birchas Levana, which means that the right time to do Birchas Levana, according to our Gemara, is at the beginning of the month, the first day of the month. If, however, we don't do Birchas Levana on the first day of the month, so we have now Machlokes until when can it be done. But the question is, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch clearly indicates the Birchas Levana should not be done. The Birchas Levana should not be done till 7 days in the month. So the question is, the first question that we of course have is how do we reconcile what it says in our Gemara with what the halacha is in the Shulchan Aruch that the Beis Yosef says that we don't say Birchas Levana till 3 days in the month, because only then is there enough till light to see the moon. And as we said, the Shulchan Aruch says that we should wait until 7 days in the month till we light the till we do Birchas Levana. So there's really two approaches in the Paiskim to this question. One approach in the Paiskim to this question is that this is a machloikis between what the halacha dictates. The halacha dictates, as Agamar just said, that it should be at the beginning of the month. The Mekubalim say it should be started later on the month. And we follow in this halacha, the opinion of the Mekubalim, which of course is most interesting, because we always know we follow the opinion of the halacha over the opinion of the Mekubalim. So the best shot that I saw is from Ramosha, the Shas HaTshuvas, Igris Moshe. Ramosha says that really the halacha is like that we could start at the beginning of the month, perhaps, but the best time is the 7th of the month and on. However, what our Gemara is teaching us is that if somebody is going to do Kiddush Levana, as we're going to learn in a moment, that Kiddush Levana should be done standing, somebody who's doing it standing, that is if you do it at the beginning of the month. But of course, it's better to do it at the later in the month. The Paiskim do discuss, as I said, that the proper time to do Kiddush Levana is 7 days in the month. But the Mishnah Brura discusses this. The Mishnah Brura says that after 3 days in the month, you could already start doing Kiddush Levana. The Paiskim do also make a very important consideration when Kiddush Levana should be done, if it's a month, a time in the year where it's likely to be cloudy what's not likely to be cloudy or rainy. In a place, when in a time when it's cloudy, we could do Kiddush Levana earlier. Another very important consideration, which has ramifications on the question that we're speaking about, is that Kiddush Levana should be done on Motzei Shabbos. The reason it should be done on Motzei Shabbos is because you should have, when people are dressed nicely, so Motzei Shabbos, when we're still wearing our Shabbos clothing, we should do Kiddush Levana. So this issue of the Motzei Shabbos has two parts to the question. One part to the question is, do you wait for Motzei Shabbos? And how long do you wait for Motzei Shabbos? Some say that you wait for Motzei Shabbos even up to 10th of the month. And again, many Paiskim disagree, and they hold that we should do Kiddush Levana earlier in the week. Only if Motzei Shabbos is earlier in the month should we wait for Motzei Shabbos. Digras Moshe that we quoted is in Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. When we also speak about Kiddush Levana, the question is, till when can we say Kiddush Levana? Because our Gemara said, at Tazayin, until the 16th of the month. The Mecham and Rama say that we should only do Kiddush Levana until the 15th of the month. And therefore, the Paiskim say, if one hasn't done the Kiddush Levana until 15 days in the month, he should do it on the 16th of the month, however, without saying Shema Malchus. Moreover, when we count 15th day in the month, 16th day in the month, the way to make that count is not by counting from Rish Chodesh, but rather we count from the Moilid, which can make it sometimes earlier. Sometimes the Moilid is before Rish Chodesh, and sometimes the Moilid is after Rish Chodesh. Whenever we count it, we count from Shabbos. Another question that the Paiskim discuss is towards which side, and do we say Kiddush Levana? Where should we be standing? How should we be facing when we say Kiddush Levana? The right way, say the Paiskim, is that one's face should be towards the east, because just like we're davening, the halacha is we daven towards the east. Kiddush Levana should be also said towards the east. Another discussion the Paiskim have is that our minig is if we don't say Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And the question comes up, if it's already the last night, can we say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov? And it seems that the Paiskim are of the opinion that certainly if it's the second night of Yom Tov, we could say Kiddush Levana on Yom Tov if the time is running out. And even on Friday night, on Yom Tov night, if it's a situation where if we don't say Kiddush Levana tonight because there was no moon till tonight, so now we are going to say Kiddush Levana, the right thing to do is to say it tonight, to say it on Shabbos Yom Tov versus missing the Kiddush Levana altogether. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha B'Dittel Ravena, Udvarecha, if according to you, that after Livrech, after the seventh day in the month, we should be able to say the Bracha Atayi V'Lemaitiv, because the moon, as we said, keeps on growing. And if the moon keeps on growing, we could still say Atayi V'Lemaitiv, even if you can't say Kiddush Levana. Amalei, says Gemara, I don't understand your question, says Ravina Rav Acha. When the month is at the second half of the month, when the moon starts to shrink, do we say dynamis at that point of the month? Certainly not. And if we don't say dynamis, we shouldn't say Levar Chatoiv Meitiv. So the Gemara is saying the fact that we don't say dynamis when the moon starts to shrink is clearly indication that the bracha of Dine Taiva Mativ is also inappropriate because the Gemara is saying that the two halachas don't come together. They always travel together. Says the Gemara, Kim the Haina Archi, because says the Gemara, the reason we don't say Taiva Mativ and the reason we don't say Dine Emes is because you only say a bracha when it's something which is extraordinary, which is not the same. This is something that happens all the time. Since it's something that happens all the time, the halacha is that we don't say neither Hatayva Metiv nor Hadayna Emes.
If somebody says Kiddush Levana at the right time, which we discussed, what is the right time? Kilo Mekab Pnei Shechina.
It's considered as if he was Mekabel, he went to greet the Shechina. Ksiv Hocha, it says regarding Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh is Elohim Rosh Chodeshim. The Ksiv Hosom, and by the Shira Sayam, the Pasuk says, Ze Keli Vanveyu. The Pasuk is trying to connect these two things. And as the Mefarshim explained, why are we learning the Alocha of Kiddush Levana here in Milos Echel Sanhedrin? We began learning about this because we spoke about Rubei Shel Chodesh in our previous year. Once we began learning about Kiddush Levana, then we continued discussing because we want to know till when we could say Kiddush Levana. So the Gemara continues to talk about Kiddush Levana. Vam Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Il Molei Zoch Yisrael, were Klai Yisrael worthy, El El Hagba Pnei Avim Shemayim Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh, to only be able to see and greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we do through saying Kiddush Levana once a month, Dayim, it would be something to be so happy about. Amar Abaya, so therefore once we learned this, says Abaya, since when we see, so we Kiddush Levana, which is considered like we're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one pshat, or the other pshat is, since we've learned what an important bracha it is, Hilchach Nemrena Me'omed, we should say it standing. And says the Gemara, Merema Merzutva Bechasvi Umavarchi. Merema Merzutva would be Bechasif, would lean on each other, and then they would make the bracha. So our Gemara just said that Kiddush Levana should be said standing. And the Mefarshim explain what is the connection that because we learned that it's Kareinia Kodesh Baruch Hu, we should say it standing. So the Megal Sayyam says that we know that there are two types of brachas. There's brachas amitzis, which are recited while we're standing, and the brachas ananen, like a bracha that we make over food, which we recite while sitting. So one could assume, or one could suggest, that Kiddush Levana is a brachas hamitzis, that we're enjoying the light that comes from the moon. And therefore, if that's the case, it could be said sitting. Says Abaya, the fact that we only say it once a month, if it would be a Birch Sanenen, so just like every time we eat, we make a bracha, so we should have to make a bracha every time we see the moon. The fact that we only make it once a month, then that's why it's a proof that it's a Birchus HaMitzvus, and since it's a Birchus HaMitzvus, says the Gemara, Hilchach Nemrenu Mumed, we should say it standing. Why is greeting the moon, why is saying Birchas Levana, Kilu Mekal Pnei Shechina? So the Meiri explains that through, when we see how the moon re-emerges every month, we see that we come to recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And because of that, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's the one that created the world. So when we're saying Birchas Levana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his tremendous reasoning created the world in a way that the moon should regenerate every month. That's why Hilchach Ne'emra Me'omed, we say Kiddush Levana standing, appreciating and saying that we recognize what Kiddush Levana is all about. I saw that the Shevet Sofer says that since the Kiddush Levana is something that shows us how much that we have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what do I mean when I say that we have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That the moon said that, as we know,
when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the moon and the sun were the same. And then the moon came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's Ein Shtei Melochim Mishtamsh B'Keser Echad. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the moon smaller. So when we look at the moon, we realize that there's only one melech. There's only one king. There's just like the moon said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there should only be one melech. And that ended up being the sun. So too, there's only one melech malchei melochim. There's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, when we see Birkas Levana, what we're saying is that we recognize that there's only one king. There's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Up to the point that I saw a question in the Sefer Chashuk Echemed, if somebody is not well, and he doesn't have the ability to daven Ma'ariv and also say Kiddush Levana, what should he say? Should he say the Kiddush, he wants to say Kiddush Levana, or could he say the Ma'ariv? So at first glance, one would suggest that he should daven Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is much more of a choiv than Kiddush Levana. But then he says, perhaps not. He suggests that Kiddush Levana, we don't have a makeup for the Kiddush Levana. Whereas Ma'ariv, we do have an opportunity to make up a missed Ma'ariv. And he brings a raya. The halacha is if somebody missed Mincha, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, he can make it up at the next tefillah. But Musaf cannot be made up if you miss it. And therefore the halacha teaches us, if one only has the opportunity to daven Musaf or Mincha, he can't daven both. He should preferably daven Musaf over davening Mincha. Because the Musaf, he can't make up, and the Mincha, he can make up with the next tefillah. If that's the same thing, then that's the same thing, but Kiddush Levana. But Kiddush Levana, we won't have a way, as we're just learning in our sugya, if you miss it, you can't make it up. Whereas by the Ma'ariv, you'll be able to make it up. Another point that he makes, a most powerful point, is that he makes, is that Kiddush Levana, a skula fa'arichas yamim. Many suggest that once one says Kiddush Levana in a month, when one says Kiddush Levana, the halacha is that the Kabbalah is that from then on he won't have to worry that he'll pass away that month. And because of that, Kiddush Levana, especially for a person who's not well, is so important, and that could be another reason why to prefer saying Kiddush Levana. And the Be'er Hetiv in Siman Tuf Reish Bei Sif Katan Dalid quotes the Sefer Or Chodesh. He says that there was a story where somebody was attacked one night, and people wanted to kill him. And he asked his attackers if he could have a chance to do one more mitzvah before he passes away. And they said, okay. And he said, let me say Kiddush Levana. And as we're going to learn, when he said Kiddush Levana, he said, Kishem Shani Roikid, as I dance towards you, the moon, and I jump towards you, the moon. And when he said that, he jumped up and he was able, and there was something that a wind came and blew him away. So we see the power of the Kiddush Levana. The Gemara said that Mereimer Mazutri were Mechasif, and that's how they said Kiddush Levana. The Yad Ramah explains that these people were elderly people. It was difficult for them to stand, but we just finished learning how important it is to say Kiddush Levana while you're standing. So they were supported. They were supported to be able to stand by Kiddush Levana. The Bach, however, explains Mechasfi, saying that they said it as a group. They would say Kiddush Levana together as a group because that's the way you could have more of a Kvod Shemayim. And in fact, the Bach adds that the Hagos Avon Havasi says that we know that the minig is that Kiddush Levana is recited outside and not indoors because we want to show that we're going out to greet Hashem, so we all go out together to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside. However, the Bach does say that if one is unfortunately not well and he can't say Kiddush Levana, he can't go outdoors, but he could see the moon through a window indoors, he could say it. The Miri interprets Mechasri very much in line with what we just quoted from the Ber Hativ, that they would jump while they said Kiddush Levana. The Ramah explains that Klal Yisrael in Golus is likened to an estranged wife of a husband. The new moon signifies that we will be able to renew our marriage and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we sing and dance by Kiddush Levana, representing that Kiddush Levana tells us, the Kiddush Levana tells us that we have always the opportunity to become again close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're rejoicing with that, that we're able to know that that's something that will come back, that's something that will come back to us. The Chibina Rav, when he discussed Kiddush Levana, that said that Kiddush Levana is not like Birchas Yetzer'or. Birchas Yetzer'or is something that we say every night, and every day. Kiddush Levana, we have to recognize, is a special moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to become back close to Him. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha l'Rashi, b'marav ha'mavarchi. Now the Gemara goes back into the nusach of the Kiddush Levana. So says the Gemara, b'marav ha'netz Yisrael, the bracha, the way they would say it is, Baruch b'chadosh kedoshim. Amalei, to which they said, Hai nashi nami, nashi didon nami varchim. That bracha of Kiddush Levana, even women could say, which opens up the question, are women obligated to say Kiddush Levana? The Magen Avraham in Siman Tuf Chavov says that women are exempt from saying Kiddush Levana because it's a mitzvah to say Zman Grama. And therefore, again, as I saw the Paiskim say, once we've established earlier in our shir that Kiddush Levana is not to be said, is not to be viewed as a birchas hanenin, but rather it's considered a birchas hamitzvahs. And by birchas hamitzvahs, the halacha is that women are exempt from mitzvahs asay shezman grama. That's why women don't have to say Kiddush Levana. But now the Gemara says that this nusach is. So I saw two pshatim. So what's the difference if it's this bracha that women could say as well? So one pshat that I saw is that Kiddush Levana, this is the pshat that the Mashal suggests, the Kiddush Levana is said outdoors. And those days there was no lighting outdoors. So if there was no lighting outdoors, there was no way for women to be able to recite the bracha if they don't know it by heart. So the Gemara is saying, says the Miri, if Kiddush Levana is a long nusach, so then they don't know these brachas by heart, and they're not going to say, they shouldn't be able to say it. But if it's just Baruch Mechadosh Chadoshim, so then the halacha ought to be that they should be able to say Kiddush Levana, because that's a short bracha that they could easily remember by heart. That's why the Gemara is saying that this bracha, even women could say. Says the Gemara, Ella Krev Yehuda. Another pshat that I saw, and why women should be able to say it, if we're saying a bracha that represents the uniqueness of the moon, that it comes out at a certain time, so then we could suggest it's a mitzvah sasashas man grama. But if the bracha isn't speaking to something that's a specific event, we're just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited to a certain time. Since it's not limited to a certain time, it should not be considered a mitzvah seishas man grama, and women should be able to make the bracha. Says the Gemara, Kriv Yehuda. Damar Yehuda, the bracha is, Baruch Atah Hashem al kirim melech ha'olam, Asher b'maroi borei shchakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim, Uburif Piv Kol Tzvom, He created the stars and the satellites. Chaykazman Nosnam Shloshan of Takidom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a very set motion. And everything that he created, all of these creations are happy to do what they were created to do. Piali emes, plus an emes, they do what they're supposed to do. Ulalvana amish tsaris shatischadish a terrorist ferris lamuse button. The moon is a sign of a good sign to Klal Yisrael, because just like the moon regenerates itself, we too, we too will be regenerated when Mashiach comes. Meher Yomenu l'far yiraytzram Hashem kvay machusay, and we will be able to glorify Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Ata Hashem mechadesh chadoshim. Why are we called Lamusei Baton? So Rabbeinu Yonason explains that Klal Yisrael have many mitzvahs that are connected to the button, to the stomach, kashrus, and other foods and that are connected to the way we live, and that's why we're called hamusim lamusim betim. The Marsha explains that the reason we're called the musay button is just like a child is born. We're speaking here about the regeneration of Klal Yisrael. Just like a child is born, we will be reborn. Why do we say Shalom Aleichem by Kiddush Levana? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Shla that we say by Kiddush Levana that Tipa Aleihem Amosav Afachat, that those who deserve to be fearful should have that fear. So we say to each other, Shalom Aleichem, we have nothing to worry about. Another pshat that the Lior Rava suggests is that the Lior Rava says that we mentioned earlier that when we speak about Kiddush Levana, when we speak about the moon, we actually remember that the moon was one of the first disputes that ever created in the world, that ever had in the world. As we spoke earlier, the moon claimed that Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtamshim Mekesser Echad. So whenever we look at the moon, we think about a dispute. And in order that we want to say we should not be in fighting with each other, we should be ba'achdus, we say to each other, Shalom Aleichem. Why do we mention, by Kiddush Levana, says the Darkei Moshe, the David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, what is the connection of David HaMelech to Kiddush Levana? But again, just like we're saying that what we're thinking about by Kiddush Levana is the regeneration of the moon, we're also thinking about the regeneration of Klal Yisrael. And the regeneration of Klal Yisrael will become evident when David Melech Yisrael, when Mashiach comes and Malchus Beis David is restored. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Ki b'tachpulos tassel chama chama." Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. B'mi at the moitzei mechamta shel Torah. Who is the individual who could understand Torah? B'mi sheyesh b'yodei chavila shel Mishnah. Somebody who knows much mishnayis. The pasuk speaking about how to take battle with the Yetzer Hara. You have to be smart in being able to do that battle. But here the Gemara says what the pasuk is coming to teach us is b'mish yesh b'yodai chavila shemishna, somebody who has amassed much mishnayis. Kari Rab Yosef Navshe, Rab Yosef the learned, Rab Yosef said about himself, Rav Tavuos b'char shor, a person who has gathered much grain, the person who has the spekiyas, who has learned a lot, will be like Yosef, who is compared to the Bechar Shor. And this also opens up a discussion. Here we're learning that one has to learn much. And there's a tshuva, in the Shas of Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelik Beis Simen Nun Zayin, where Vosner discusses where somebody asks him, what's the better way to learn? Should he amass much learning, or should he learn slower and be iyun? So Rav Ozner Zatzal explains that when we talk about learning Torah, there are two parts in learning Torah. There's a part called Yediyas HaTorah, and a person has to know, Rav Ozner says, person quote, he quotes the Archa Sadikim, that a person has to know Kol HaTorah Kula. And then there's the second part of learning of Iyun HaTorah. And he says that the Gemara at the end of Masechta Horius, and which is very much consistent with what we're learning in our Gemara, the Gemara discusses Sinai Vayikar Harim. We have two individuals. One is a Sinai. A Sinai is always represented a person who has much Bikiyas. And the other person is an Vayikar Harim, is a person who is a tremendous Lamdan. He says, Hakot Tzorich Sinai Odif, Hakot Tzorich Lamari Chetcha. Everybody has to know all that's learning. And therefore he says that we have to have both, because to learn without understanding our learning is not very useful, but it's very important, he explains, to learn all of Shas. As we said, a person's mechuyv to know Kol HaTorah Kula. And then he says it's also critical to learn L'sukei Shmatza Alib de Hilchasa, to take the Gemara that we learn and bring it to Halacha L'maisa, to take the Gemara and use it to know what does the Halacha tell us, how we're supposed to apply it to our day-to-day life. And then he ends off that he says, after everything, there's one critical element that's required to success in learning, and that is tefillah. When somebody davens and he says, V'horei neinu v'sarasecha, and he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should give us the ability to learn and remember our learning and understand our learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears those tefillahs and will give us that ability. We learned in the Mishnah, if one aide says that the episode to which they are saying testimony happened 2 hours in the day, and the other one says it happened 3 hours in the day, the aide is still fine. But one says three and one says five, then it's not. Amar Simra Ashi, Lo Shana L'Shoz, that this what we said about discrepancy can be explained is the case that we just mentioned. However, Echraim Ekoidim Netz, Echraim El'Achan Netz, and one says what happened was before the Netz, and the other one said it happened after the Netz, then the Loch is Edusim B'Telus. Because then people recognize if it's before or after the sun came up. Ask the Gemara, Hanami Pshita. There's no way of being able to explain this discrepancy, so that's why it can't be considered a consistent edus. Answers the Gemara, Marate Maha Begluya Koi, Beha Vizruri Ba'al Mehuda Chaza, the one that says that it happened after the nights, really was standing in a place which is very open. And it's a place that's very open, so the sun becomes visible earlier. And therefore we could still have a way of explaining the consistency of these two testimonies. Kamash Malon, that no. If one says it was before the Nets, and one says it was after the Nets, there's no way of making that testimony consistent. Then we learned, V'akach Machnisim, and one in Talmidim said, I have a way of saying a reason for acquittal. We take this person and let him sit there all day long. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean when the Mishnah said, Ois Ayoim? Does it mean Ois Ayoim Vesuloi, just that day and no longer? V'tanya Miesh Mamish Dvarov, we learned in the Braisa, if what the Talmud said was meaningful, Yiloi Hayoid Misham Loilam, then he stays there forever. V'm Eim Mamish Dvarov, only if it's not substantial, Ein Yorid Kol Ayoim Kuloi, we only leave him that day, but not anymore to avoid embarrassing. Says the Gemara, that we leave him there if there's nothing substantial, we leave him there all day, not to embarrass him. If there's something substantial, we leave him forever. So of course, the Rishonim already ask, how could we be there forever? There's a specific number, as we keep on learning, of how many members there are in a Beis Din. If we're going to be there forever, then we added too many members to the Beis Din. So I saw two pshatim how to answer that question. One question is, when the Gemara is saying that he's left there forever, it doesn't mean forever. He's only left there for the duration of that Din Torah. But once this Din Torah ends, he indeed will not be able to remain there. Another pshat that I saw is that we've been discussing in our Mishnayis that the way the Talmidim sat in front of the Beis Din was that we had all the members of the Beis Din sitting on at the table. And after we have all the members of the Beis Din sitting at the table, then we had the Talmidim sitting in the rows in front of them. The Talmidim who sat in the rows in front of the Beis Din sat on the floor. What the Gemara here is teaching us is that once a Talmud said something meaningful, he was given the opportunity not to have to sit on the floor, but he was given the opportunity to sit on a chair. But and that opportunity, that honor, that because he said something meaningful, he gets to sit on a chair, that stayed forever that he could sit on a chair. Matzlai schus, if they find him innocent, petrua. So they acquit him. And if not, they wait till tomorrow. But we learned in the Mishnah they would pair off and not eat, not drink, to deliberate. Yai my tamaloi. Why did they not allow them to drink wine? Amar Acha Bachanina, Amar Kra, L'Roiznan E Sheicher. Ha'iskin B'Roiznan Shalolim. Those that are dealing with the most important facts of the most important issues in the world, that they were coming to decide what is correct, and they want to connect themselves, says the Mashal, to the Soida Shalolim, to the way the world is supposed to work, Al Yishtakru, they may not become intoxicated. Donan Elu Keneged Elu. We learned in the Mishnah, they keep on deliberating at Shiyiru. The Mishnah was speaking about a case where there were 36 who voted for guilt and 35 for acquittal, and it's not enough to make him guilty because you need a plurality of two. It's not enough to let him go free because they're the minority. Loi Ro Mai, says the Gemara, what happens if they can't convince each other? Amar of Acha, Patronisai. He's free. Ken Amar of Yochanan, Patronisai. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rapapa, Labaya. So Rapapa asks Labaya, if that's what we're going to do, Veliftri Mikare. So why didn't we quit him immediately? Amar Le, Hach Amar of Yochanan, Kadesh Le Yotsu Bezdin Murubabim. We don't want, it's not respectful to the Beis Din that they weren't able to reach a verdict. Ikad Amri, Amar Le Rapapa Labaya, Velamal. Why does the Mishnah teach us that when we have an impasse, we keep on adding the yonim, lifterim ibeidin kama? If we come to an impasse, we should just acquit him. Amalei, Rabbi Yossi Koykev Asach, he says, actually, Rabbi Yossi holds like what you just suggested. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Oymik Shem Shem Ayfisif and Albezin Shishun Vachot, just like when we have the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, it's 71 members, and we can't add to that number. Kach ein meisifin al bezin shesh oisav shloisha. It's 23 firm. Tan rabbanon, oimdim b'dinei mamnas nizdakin adin. We by adinei mamnas we could say nizdakin adin. We'll see what that means. Ve'en oimrim b'dinei nefashos nizdakin adin. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? My nizdakin adin. What is meant when we say this? Ilay mekoshdina that we say that this is a difficult in Torah and we have to give more time to deliberate. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. If chamibayle, it should be just by the. It should be by opposite. By dinei mamonis, we are quicker to decide than we are by dinei nefashos. Amrav huna ba menoich mishmed rav acha b'reid rav ika epech. Indeed, we have to reverse what we just learned in the brisa because of this. Rashi amalai olam leitepech. It says, "What is the definition of zdakin adin? Chacham dinu." Where a din tire of din and nefashos, we have to deliberate and required much chachma, and that's why by din and nefashos we say chacham dina, not me din and mamonis. Meisvei asked the Gemara. The Brisa says galush b'dayonim armin is dakir hadin. The gal of the yonim is the one that says the gakas hadin. Iam b'shlama that if we're going to say the definition of nizdakir hadin is chacham dina, hainu. That's why it's appropriate that the Gadol should be the one to say it. Eli Amrit Koshdina L'Sagid L'Amagadol. Why, if we're going to describe that it was difficult, why must it be said by the Gadol Abayonim? Ksufet D'Kochamachsi Nafshi. If anything, he's embarrassing himself by saying this was difficult and I didn't really know what to do. In, says the Gemara, it's still appropriate that it should be the Rosh Beis Din to say it versus anyone else. Why? Because Ein Adam was Baish Me Atzmin was Baish Me Acherim. If he's saying it himself, he's indeed admitting that I wasn't able to come to resolution. But at least it's he who's saying it about himself versus somebody else saying it about him. Ikadamri, Yam Bishlom, but there's a different version. Yam Bishlom Koshtina. It was saying there was a difficulty in Torah, so he's embarrassing himself versus someone else embarrassing him. It was saying that he's giving himself a compliment, that this was a great psak. Is that appropriate that you should praise yourself? Doesn't the pasuk say in Mishlei, Ya'alu chazor, that only someone else should praise you, v'loy picha, not you yourself? Answers the Gemara, of course, normally, one should not praise himself. However, shani milsa de beidina, da gol ramya, something that refers to the entire, it is the obligation of the best, of the godl, to take care of the case. Kritnan, gomer sadover, ha-machnis son, at the end of the case, they would bring in the defendant, and gol biyonim oimav ishplani atazaka, ishplani atachayiv. So he has this obligation, he's the one that has to make the declaration. The gol shav bezdin. Han l'chay baikin, han l'chay baikin, han l'chay baikin. Says the Mishnah, nigma din, if Rachman al-Tzlan, the din Torah was concluded, and he was found guilty, and he has to have skila, they take him out to skila. So Rashi explains that why does the Mishnah begin by speaking about skila? Because it's the most severe Mises Bezdin, that's why it's mentioned first. Another explanation that Ran says, because as we've learned, there's a machlokes that we've learned and going to learn, what is considered a more severe Misa, skila or Sreifa. So what's the man d'omer of Shimon who holds that Sreifa is more serious going to do with our Mishnah? So he explains there are many more halachas involved with skila versus the other Misa Bezdin, and that's why the Mishnah focuses on skila first. The Yad Ramah says, because we learned in the end of our previous parak, we learned in our previous shir about Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah, the halacha is that there's a chiyuv skila, so that's why we continue discussing, we continue speaking about skila. Base of skila yichutz lebezdin. The base of skila was outside of Bezdin, and the Ran says that just like there was a designated place, and we're going to be discussing where that designated place was, chutz lebezdin for the base of skila, so too for the other Mises Bezdin, there were designated places, and outside where they were done. Shenemar, hoitzei es ha-makalo, take him out. Echer amin al-bezdin, it says the Mishnah, there was somebody stood at the entrance of the bezdin, v'surjin b'yodoi, and he had a garment in his hand, sus, rochek mimenu, and with sus, they appointed a horse and a person to ride in it, rochek mimenu, from the person that's standing at the entrance of the bezdin, k'dei she'ri'eyu, they should be close enough, they should be see it. Why? Because I'm an echad. If somebody in the Bezdin says, Yesh li lama lav schus, I've come up with a reason why this person is perhaps innocent. Hala menef besudrin, the person who's standing at the entrance of the Bezdin would wave with the clothing, and the person who is on the animal would come on a meeting, and they would bring that person back to Bezdin. We always want to give the person a chance to be exonerated. But Phil Oimer, and says the Mishnah, even if the defendant himself says, Yesh li lama la'atzmi schus, I have a reason that I should be acquitted, Machzir Noisoi, they bring him back to give him an opportunity to say what he has to say. However, Vafila Abba Chamisha Pomim, continues the Mishnah, and we give him this opportunity a number of times. However, we just don't keep on bringing him back unless he says something which is worthwhile that we should bring him back for. Ask the Gemara, it seems that the Beis HaSkila was just right outside of the Bezdin. But ask the Gemara, Havatanya, doesn't the Braisa teach us Beis HaSkila, that the Beis HaSkila was out of the three Machtas? We know that Klai Yisrael had the Harabayis, which the Azara, which was the Machna Shechina, the Arabayis was the Machna Leviya, the entire city of Yerushalayim was Machna Yisrael, and this, says the Gemara, the Braisa says, it was outside of all three. Then how do we say there was just outside of the Bezdin? Answers the Gemara, in Kedekamit, you are correct. V'hadu tani hachi, in why we learned in our Mishnah that the base of Skila was Chutz LeBezdin, that's in a case, Nafkamina, the Nafak Beidin of Yotzul Shol Shmachnas. What happens if the Bezdin is sitting outside the Shol Shmachnas? Still, Avdin and Beis Skila Chutz LeBezdin, the Beis Skila, the place where the execution actually takes place, is not done in the Bezdin itself. We don't want it to appear as the Bezdin are murderers, Chas V'Sham. In that way, another reason why we distance it, we should have a chance to be free. If the person will be taken to be killed immediately, then there will be no time for him to be able to come up with a reason that maybe he should be exonerated. And once we want to give him that opportunity, we make a distance that during the time that he's traveling there, they may be able to come up with a reason for acquittal. Menani Mili, how do we know this halacha, the Tanna Rabbanan? As we said, the Gemishta quoted the Pasuk, Haitzias Mekalim Chutz L'Machna, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas, says the Braisa, Ata'im Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas, what makes you say it outside of all three Machnas? Maybe only outside of Machna Achas, says the Gemara, Nem Mekan Mechutz L'Machna, by the Mekalil, the Torah uses the words Mechutz L'Machna, V'nem Eveparam HaNesrofim, a Parhelm Davishel Tzibur, a Parakoyim Mashiach, which are kabbonis that are not eaten, would the halacha would be that they took those parts, out, the rest of the animal out, the part that's not put on the mizbeach, outside of the sholos machnas, and that's where they were burnt. The param davish atzibur is if Bezdin made a mistake in issuing a psak except for avodah zarah. They brought 12 parim for each shevet as a karban chatas, and that's called Parham Dovish Tzibur. A Parakoyim Mashiach is if the Kohen Gadol, who was appointed by having the oil shmir on him, the Shemen HaMishcha, did it in Aveira B'Shoigig, then any time that's an Aveira, which if it was not a Kohen, would bring a Karban Chatos, he brings the Parakoyim Mashiach. Nemepar Masafim Chutz L'Machna, Ma'ala Halon, just like those Kabbonis are burnt, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas, Afkan, this carbon too is burnt Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. Ask the Gemara of Ahasman Olan, and how do we know that the Parma Srofim are done Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas? The Tanar Abonim. The Pasuk says, Vahitzi is a par, as called a par of Chutz L'Machna. Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. Again, ask the Braisa, at the Oim Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas, does it mean outside of all Sholosh Machnas? Oyein El Chutz L'Machna Achas, Kshayim Ram Chutz Machna Para Eda. Par Halm Tzibur. It says Mechutz L'Machna. Shein Talma Loima. That is extra. Shekfar Nemar. The pasuk where he says Ve'asa Oisai Keshesorf as a Par Harishin. That this par is burnt in the same place as the Par Koy Mashiach. Why does the Torah say this? L'metan Loi Machna Shnia. That's not just taken out of the Machna Shchina. It's also taken out of the Machna Leviya. Shoimer Mechutz L'Machna Medeshin. There was the avoid of Haramas Adeshin, that every morning they took the ash off the Mizbeach. She'ein Tamad Loimer, Shreikah Nema Shevach Deshin Yisarev, teaches us Litan Loim Machna Shlishis. Ask the Gemara, V'leil from Meshchut Echutz, the halach is if somebody brings Kabbonis outside of the base of Migdosh, there's a Chiev Chorus. And Ma'ala Halon, their halach is Chutz L'Machna Achas, because as long as you didn't bring it in the Azara, you're ready Chayiv. Because the pasuk says, "V'apesach oyamoy lo yaviu afkan the loch should be chutz l'machna achas." Answers the Gemara, "Mestabra." So we have the question: where should we learn this halacha from? Should we learn it from the kabbonis, or should we learn it that a parman srofim, or should we learn it from the halacha of shchut echutz? Answers the Gemara, "Mestabra mi parman srofim havel meilef." It's a better match. Shekein haitzei. By both of them, the Torah used the word haitzei. By both of them, the Torah says, El Mechutz L'Machna. Both of them are a machshir, their way to perform a mitzvah. The burning of the Parham Nesrofim, That's the place and the way to burn them. And the same thing here. And both of them are for kapara. Somebody brings a carbon for kapara, and the Mises Besdin brings a kapara. But then it says the Gemara Adarabba, Shchut Echutz Havala Melef. Shchut Echutz is a better match. Shekein Adam. Both of them refer to a person, the person who's doing Shchut Echutz, and the person who's taking to be killed. Choyte, they both represent Averis, bringing the carbon where you're not supposed to bring the carbon, and somebody who's being put to death for the Averis that he did. Ben Neshama, that it refers to taking away a life, killing the carbon outside, and killing this murderer, killing this individual. Pigel, that both of them says, by Mekala and Meshut Echutz, there you can't have pigel. By Parm and Asrafim, you can have pigel. And if you count, they both have four. So why is this match, a Parm and Asrafim, a better match than Shchut Echutz? Answers the Gemara, Machshem, Machshem, Adaflay. The fact that both of these are mitzvahs, bringing the Parm and Asrafim and burning them where they're supposed to be burned. And this also is accomplishing the way the Torah wants it to be accomplished, the Mises Besdin, is both mitzvahs. And therefore, it makes most sense to match mitzvahs.